From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. The total number of COVID-19 cases in Florida jumped 35% in one day and now stands at 2,359, according to the latest update from the Florida Department of Health. The number of deaths is now up to 29. The South Florida counties of Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach remain the epicenter of the outbreak in Florida with the highest number of cases. Here in Southwest Florida, there have been 67 confirmed coronavirus cases in Collier County, 66 cases in Lee, 34 in Sarasota County, and 4 cases in Charlotte County. Governor Ron DeSantis says rising unemployment and forcing people to stay home may cause long-term mental health consequences. Federal numbers released Thursday show the highest number of jobless claims in American history, with 3.3 million people filing for unemployment last week. That's nearly 5 times as many as during the peak of the Great Recession a decade ago. DeSantis has shut down bars and restaurants, cut off visitation at nursing homes and prisons, and ordered senior citizens to stay home. But the governor's efforts have sparked a partisan divide over whether he needs to do more to protect Floridians from COVID-19. DeSantis has faced a series of executive orders aimed at limiting face-to-face interactions and has encouraged Floridians to practice social distancing on their own. But he has avoided a more hardline statewide approach, citing concerns about intensifying the virus's negative impacts on the state's economy and the mental health of residents.
I really worry about suicide, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, domestic abuse, child abuse, if this is allowed to go for months and months on end.
The Florida Department of Economic Opportunity will release February unemployment numbers today. However, the full impact of the coronavirus on Florida's economy likely won't be seen until April, when jobless claims for March are released. More than 74,000 Floridians filed for unemployment last week as the new coronavirus begins to take a toll on the state's economy. That's the highest weekly amount since the Great Recession in 2009. As Bradley George reports, it's part of a nationwide surge in jobless claims.
Florida's tourism-based economy has already suffered severe blows, with closed beaches and theme parks, docked cruise ships, and shuttered restaurants. That's after unemployment hit a record low in January. At $275 a week, the state's jobless benefits are the lowest in the nation, and the online application system has been overwhelmed. Unemployed workers will get a boost from the stimulus bill making its way through Congress, which includes expanded benefits for those who lost jobs due to coronavirus. I'm Bradley George in Tampa.
Meanwhile, the AFL-CIO says efforts by the Department of Economic Opportunity to waive some requirements for unemployment are not enough to help the wave of applicants that are bound to come. Rich Templin is the organization's spokesperson.
The suspension of work requirements is a drop in the bucket of what they need to do to get people in the door. I mean, I can't say this enough. Only a third of workers are qualifying.
Collier County commissioners will hold an emergency meeting this afternoon to consider imposing a stay-at-home order that would also call on all non-essential businesses to close in response to continued spread of COVID-19. The Naples Daily News reports Commission Chairman Bert Saunders called the emergency meeting that will be streamed live on the county's website at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The Naples Daily News reports the order would require all people in Collier County to stay home, with some exceptions. All non-essential businesses would be required to cease all activity aside from minimum basic operations. Hotels and short-term rentals would also have to stop taking new reservations. The proposed order includes a listing of businesses considered essential, including grocery stores, gas stations, banks, and nursing homes. If passed, the order would apply to Marco Island and the city of Naples, although local officials could still pass stricter measures in those municipalities. Immokalee is a town with no hospital beds, people living in cramped conditions, and a large workforce who can't work remotely. On Wednesday, local leaders, Department of Health Collier, and Immokalee-based nonprofits held a conference call to discuss the COVID-19 response in Immokalee. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo reports there were more questions than answers.
The co-founder of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, Greg Asbid, repeated a question made by other nonprofit members during the hour-long conference call.
When the amount of people who are sick and seriously sick in Immokalee starts to spike, what are we going to do? What is the plan for Immokalee when we spike?
The Collier County Bureau of Emergency Services director said there isn't a response timeline in place yet. Immokalee Division Director for DOH Collier, Mark Lemke, described the screening criteria outlined by the State Health Department.
Close contact with a COVID-19 positive case, travel to a widespread area, 65 or older or immune compromised, symptomatic healthcare workers with direct contact, or symptomatic first responders with direct contact. And all of those are based on qualifying questions.
Guadalupe Center President Don Montecalvo said those guidelines are not relevant for people who live in Immokalee.
My concern is the criteria that you've shared in the process, most of the people in our community will not be able to go through that or meet it. They don't know if they've been in contact with somebody who has tested positive.
Montecalvo expressed a necessity to bring resources to Immokalee to deal with a potential COVID-19 outbreak.
Immokalee community, they don't come out and ask for help. We need to bring the resources to them. Because as we learned after the hurricane, people didn't come out and say, hey, my house was damaged. We had to go to them. And I think the county sometimes loses focus on that. Having somebody from Immokalee call, you know, the 252-6220 number and fill out a 2-page survey, they're not going to do it. They're just going to keep working and they're going to get sicker.
Many agricultural workers and families in Immokalee live in homes and trailers with 5 or more people. Several nonprofit leaders asked about measures to isolate people who test positive. Community leaders said isolation options are currently being reviewed statewide. Stakeholders will continue to hold conference calls during the pandemic. For WGCU News, I'm Andrea Perdomo.
During a press conference Thursday, Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino strongly encouraged people to stay home and not gather in groups. He says law enforcement will be monitoring public areas like parks and waterways, and that anyone who flouts the Department of Health recommendation to stay home will run the risk of arrest. And the city of Sarasota has extended its declaration of a local citywide public health emergency through April 3rd. According to a news release, the new emergency order authorizes the Sarasota Police Department to disperse gatherings of 10 or more and emphasizes the need for voluntary compliance with social distancing guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to reduce transmission of COVID-19. Those who do not voluntarily comply and continue to flagrantly violate social gathering restrictions may be issued a citation by a sworn Sarasota police officer. A violation would be considered a second-degree misdemeanor. This is WGCU News.